In the sleepy village of Axley, nestled in England's New Forest, Steve Wheeler has crafted a quiet retirement after 25 years on the police force. His days follow a comfortable routine, running his modest Steve Investigates detective agency, mostly finding lost pets, attending pub quizzes, and caring for his cat, aptly named Trouble. Each evening, he sits on a memorial bench dedicated to his late wife, Debbie, recording messages to her on his trusty dictaphone. It's a life without thrills, but also, mercifully, without pain. That is, until bodies start dropping across three continents and Steve's daughter-in-law, Amy Wheeler, finds herself framed for the murders. Amy is everything Steve isn't, a professional bodyguard with exceptional combat skills who scored an impressive 8,100 on her employer's psychopath test, 75 being the minimum threshold for employment. Currently assigned to protect best-selling novelist Rosie D'Antonio from a vengeful Russian oligarch, Amy is stationed at a private island resort in South Carolina when Andrew Fairbanks, a fitness influencer, is found murdered, shot in the head, tied to a rope, and thrown from a yacht with a leather bag containing nearly $1 million. What connects this murder to Steve's quiet village life? A small talent agency in Letchworth Garden City and a pattern that only a seasoned detective could spot. When two more influencers, Bella Sanchez and Mark Gooch, turn up dead in similarly theatrical circumstances, with Amy mysteriously present near each killing, our unlikely trio forms: a grieving village detective, a professional bodyguard, and a marijuana-smoking best-selling novelist who lounges on inflatable thrones and prefers to be murdered than bored. At the heart of this mystery lies an ingenious criminal scheme. Social media influencers with modest followings, 10,000, 20,000, make perfect money mules. They travel internationally without suspicion, yet remain financially vulnerable enough to manipulate. The operation works through Vivid Viral Media Agency, whose unsuspecting owner, Felicity Wollaston, merely forwards emails while collecting substantial monthly payments. These influencers are recruited to promote products abroad: lip-plumping gel in St. Lucia, wine in Ireland, energy drinks in South Carolina. Each carries a locked leather holdall supposedly containing product samples but actually filled with cash, nearly $1 million per bag. They remain unaware of their role as smugglers, excited about the exposure and payment for seemingly legitimate promotional work. The scheme unravels when Jeff Nolan discovers the connection. After confronting money launderer Francois Loubet, influencers start turning up dead, with Amy's blood planted at each crime scene. Jeff, presumed dead after his blood-soaked car is found, reappears at the Brass Monkey Pub, having faked his death. Steve's research reveals unexpected connections, including Max Highfield, the world's seventh sexiest male, who received fees for recruiting influencers. What begins in sleepy Axley rapidly escalates when Rosie's security guard reveals himself as an assassin, forcing Amy and Steve to flee on an aging speedboat with a corroded hull. Despite Steve's severe phobias, including aerophobia that once made him miss his sister's wedding, he boards Rosie's private jet when Amy needs help. Their investigation spans Sheriff Scroggie's South Carolina home, where they find him hanging from an antique chandelier, a St. Lucia clifftop villa, where Steve wounds a criminal in a shootout, and Ireland's Rock Grove Vineyard, site of a crucifixion. The chase culminates in Dubai, where Steve confronts the elusive Francois Loubet, actually Mickey Moody, an unassuming retired scrap dealer from Billericay with $2.6 billion in illegal wealth. This mastermind created the Loubet persona, named after his grandmother's Lou and Bette, tattooed on his shoulders. His downfall comes through doorbell camera footage, showing him leaving home with a shotgun to murder an associate. What makes this thriller truly compelling is how each character's apparent weaknesses become their greatest strengths. Steve's old-school detective instincts remain sharp despite his technological ineptitude, and his emotional sensitivity gives him unique insight into human behavior. When captured in St. Lucia, it's Steve who breaks free from restraints using his bitten nails while Rosie's expensive manicure proves useless. Amy presents as tough and competent, yet her deep loyalty and capacity for trust, despite professional paranoia, ultimately save the day. And Rosie, initially appearing frivolous, provides crucial observational skills throughout the investigation. When they break into Sheriff Scroggie's house, it's Rosie who casually mentions spotting his dead body, explaining, "I'm a writer, I notice things." Together, these three damaged but determined individuals form a formidable team. Steve's methodical approach balances Amy's action-oriented instincts, while Rosie's creative thinking offers unexpected solutions. The final twist comes when Amy confronts Jeff with evidence suggesting he set up Max as a patsy. As they face off with drawn guns, Amy makes the bold decision to shoot Jeff in the leg. This leads to the discovery that Susan Knox, Jeff's head of HR for 30 years, has been working with Francois Loubet all along. Perhaps the most moving aspect of this thriller is Steve Wheeler's emotional journey from grief-stricken widower to reinvigorated detective. Though he's found a way to function after Debbie's death, he's essentially stopped living fully. Throughout their global investigation, Steve gradually reconnects with his detective instincts and passion for solving cases. Equally important is his evolving relationship with his son Adam. Their interactions are initially awkward and stilted, with conversations about dinosaurs and sauna etiquette rather than their shared grief over Debbie. Yet through their shared concern for Amy, they begin to bridge the gap between them. By the novel's end, Steve makes a profound decision at Debbie's memorial bench. After consulting with her memory, he agrees to join Amy as her business partner in a new detective agency focusing on unsolved murders and cases involving vulnerable people. His journey represents the heart of the story, a man who finds purpose again after profound loss, proving it's never too late to begin anew. In the pre-dawn darkness of Axley Village, Amy reveals her ambitious plan to start a detective agency targeting unsolved murders and cases involving society's most vulnerable. Rosie demonstrates her characteristic blend of business acumen and friendship by investing $1 million for 15% of the company. Their new venture, We Solve Murders, becomes more than just a business name. It represents the culmination of their individual journeys and the promise of future collaboration. Steve has navigated the treacherous waters of grief to rediscover his investigative instincts. Amy learns to open herself to genuine collaboration despite years of betrayal. And Rosie discovers that real-world detective work provides satisfaction that fictional mysteries never could. As they prepare to take on their first official case, investigating a murdered news presenter in Turkmenistan, we're reminded that it's never too late to begin again, and that the most unlikely partnerships often yield the most remarkable results. In solving murders, these three damaged souls have found something even more valuable, a way to heal themselves.